This is The Couple Next Door, script number 180 for Friday, September 5th, time 2:30 to 2:45 p.m., current New York time. The Couple Next Door, written by Peg Lynch and starring Peg Lynch and Alan Bunce.
National Put Bounce in the Baby with Jell-O Week.
Tell everybody you know, and don't let the week go by without J-E-L-L-O.
This is Don Wilson reminding you that if you want to put bounce in the baby, try Jell-O. Bright, colorful, wiggly Jell-O. So soft and cool for baby mouths. So good for babies, too. Babies love Jell-O. Give your baby Jell-O this week.
J-E-L-L-O.
Dear, what are you yelling about?
Well, you cleaned off the top of the desk again.
Yes.
Honey, how many times have I asked you? I begged you not to touch things on the top of the desk.
Dear, I am trying to pack up to move. What did you lose?
Well, I lost a very important paper.
Oh, dear. Contract for the office or something?
No. It's got nothing to do with the office. It's personal.
Personal?
Yes, it's personal. What do you think you could have done with it, honey? I've looked through this pile of stuff. It's not here anywhere. Honestly.
Well, what have you lost that's so personal?
Well,
I mean, it just sounds so funny. I mean, you and I don't have secrets from each other, generally. You're acting so sort of distant. I mean, kind of funny about it.
Sorry, darling. No, I didn't mean to. Well, I wasn't going to say anything about it until later, that's all. Here it is.
Well, if you don't want to tell me, I don't care.
No, but darling, it isn't anything. You're acting so silly. Here, you can look at it. It's my desk. My new desk.
Yes.
I've designed for the den in our new house.
You've designed a desk?
Yeah, it's going to be a beautiful big desk, honey, with the...
Modern?
Well, yeah, in a way.
Well, I don't think that goes with early American things at all.
Now, look, one thing you told me was that it was going to be my den and I could have everything just the way I wanted
it.
Well,
I know, but it does seem to me that one of those beautiful old high secretaries with, you know, with bookshelves above and then the desktop opens or it pushes back or it pulls out. The kind of a desk that George Washington had.
No. Now...
Well, I don't think a modern type desk fits in our lovely new early American home at all, dear. We're going to have one of these big, ugly, modern desks.
Well, those
certainly...
big, ugly, modern desks, as you call them, are very convenient. Now, look here, will you, honey? Look, I worked on this. Look at the shape of it. Here, see? It's going to be sort of kidney-shaped, and there'll be a place there for my typewriter, a place for the tape recorder, and a file space under here... somewhere. Actually, this is just a rough idea.
Wait a minute. Let me get this straight. You're having the desk made?
Oh, yes. A place Charlie told me about. This guy, Mr. Bauer. Charlie says he's a real craftsman. I'm going to stop in there today and get an estimate on it.
Well, I certainly think it's all wrong having a modern desk in an early American house, dear. And this business of having something custom made with all the other expenses we have. I mean, only last night you started screaming when you saw the grocery bill.
Now, look, this is not going to cost much at all. And if I'm going to write any stories or books or anything, this is the kind of thing I'll need. I mean, writers need all their equipment around them, certain conveniences that will leave their mind free to work.
Well, I recall reading that Balzac turned out masterpieces when he was freezing and starving to death in a Paris garret. He had asthma so he could hardly breathe and gout and arthritis and a dozen other... ailments, I guess, and he wrote by candlelight with a quill pen.
Well, I am not Balzac, and I am going to have a modern desk.
All right, dear. It's your den.
Well, what do you think, Mr. Bauer? My friend Charlie Bemis told me you could build anything.
Yeah. Well, perhaps you explain to me again. You say this is a desk?
Yes, that's right, a desk.
Yeah.
You see, you're looking down on it. This is the top.
Is it drawn to scale?
Well, sort of, yes. Now, you see, this is the place for the typewriter, this cutout section right here. And then these are bookshelves at each end here. And here, they sort of curve around, you see. But I'd want drawers in here, and I want everything right at my fingertips. That's very important, if you see what I mean. And I'd like a shelf that slides out, and a drawer here for the tape recorder. I want that to pull out easily.
Oh, that's what it is.
Yes, yes,
You have this drawn to scale?
Well, sort of.
Sort of?
Well, I mean, I'm not a designer. Matter of fact, I can hardly draw two straight lines.
Yeah, that's so.
Yes. Anyhow, this is just a rough idea.
How big you want this desk to be?
Well, I figured about 9 feet long and 4.5 feet deep. I mean, across the top.
Pretty big desk.
Yes, I realize that, but that's what I want. I want a good big desk.
Yeah?
Yeah, I need it for my work.
Oh, so what kind of work you do?
Well, actually, I've got a lot of writing I hope to do.
Oh, so you're a writer. You write books.
Well, not exactly. I mean, I hope to.
That is good.
Yeah, well, actually, it's going to be more of a hobby, really. I've always been interested in writing, but, well, you know how it is. Never have time to sit down and put your ideas on paper.
Oh, yeah, that's so. You know, I'd like to be a writer.
Yes.
All the stories I could tell. Oh,
yes.
Oh, the things that happened in my business. Oh, my. Oh, the things I could tell.
Oh, yes, I'm sure. Oh. Now then, about this desk.
A lady came in here the other day, you know. She wants me to put in a secret drawer in her closet. Now, what do you think she wants a secret drawer for?
I don't know. What?
I don't know. I'm asking you.
Oh.
Makes you think, huh?
Yes, yes.
Oh, real story there somewhere.
Oh, yes, 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 I'm sure. Now then, if you understand, I guess about the only thing left to talk about is the wood.
Yeah.
Well, I thought walnut, Mr. Bauer, since my den is being done in some walnut paneling that my wife inherited from a cousin.
Mm-hmm, walnut.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Okay, walnut.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Well, now then, you think you understand what I want?
Oh, I think so.
All right, fine. I'll leave my card here with my office and my home phone on it. Now, if there's any question about what I had in mind, you could... Oh, I forgot. I guess there was one thing we didn't discuss.
Hmm?
Mr. Bauer, how much do you figure this is going to run me?
Oh, $900.
$900?
Oh, it's not an easy job, you know. Now, what you want here...
I certainly couldn't afford any $900. Why,
now, look, you want a good job done, and it's not easy.
Oh, but
walnut is expensive.
Well, forget the walnut, then. I mean, how about some other kind of wood? I mean, something less expensive.
Well, what kind of wood?
Well, anything. Just plain old wood.
Oh, well, you can take pine. Yeah, it'll cost you less.
Pine? How much less would it be to have it in pine?
Oh, I think I'd charge you only $600 for that.
$600?
Now, look here.
Pine?
You got crazy desk. You need good cabinet maker to figure out what you want. All right, I figure out what you want. I make desk. But I don't do bad job. I do good job. And good job costs money.
Oh, look, just forget it. Just forget all about it.
Well, I don't understand how any desk could cost $900.
I'm only telling you what he said.
Really, I tell you, the way the price of things goes up, it's just getting terrible. Well, don't feel badly, dear. I'm going to an auction with Eleanor, and she said there was a desk there, almost an exact replica of one that Thomas Jefferson used.
I don't want a desk like the one Thomas Jefferson used. I want a desk that's got some space. And by golly, you know what? I'm going to do it myself.
Do what yourself?
I am going to build that desk myself.
Oh, honey, don't be silly.
Will you tell me why it is you always think I can't do anything? Why do you always act as though I'm an idiot when it comes to just pounding a nail or putting in a light bulb or something?
I don't, dear, but let us face it. You are not as handy about things like carpentry work as some men.
Well, everybody's got to learn, don't they?
Well, yes, that's true.
I'll admit that I don't do certain things, of course.
Well,
but,
darling, there's no...
But I can certainly build myself a desk.
Dear.
Well, everybody's got to learn sometime.
For heaven's sake, people don't start learning on something as complicated as a desk. Why don't you build a footstool or a birdhouse or something?
I built a footstool and a birdhouse many years ago when I was in the 8th grade.
All right, dear.
I have graduated.
I'll only say one more thing. There's only one way to write, and that's to sit down and write.
Now, what do you mean by that?
You don't think you're trying to avoid writing, do you?
Oh.
Now, look, let's face it. Ever since Charlie wrote some articles and sold them to the paper here, you've been galvanized into ambition.
Look, and I am going to write, but I've got to be prepared.
Oh,
you know, more I think about the do-it-yourself business, the better it seems to me. Do you realize how much money we could save all year round if we did more things ourselves?
Uh-huh.
You realize?
Uh-huh.
Now, look at the bill we paid to have a carpenter fix that board in the floor. It was ridiculous. I should have been able to do that.
Oh, well, now, dear, I wouldn't expect you to do
things like that. Well, I do. I should.
No,
Did you realize that if this were 300 years ago, I wouldn't even know how to build you a log cabin, put a roof over your head.
Well, don't worry about it.
Yeah.
Come on, the potatoes must be done. Let's have dinner.
Well, you can cook potatoes. I should know how to do things like that. Give me that newspaper. Give me tonight's paper.
What are you going to do? It's time for dinner now, darling.
Just give
Come
me
on,
tonight's
work.
Paper,
Betsy,
will you? There's something I should have done a long time ago.
We'll return to the couple next door in just a moment. If we had our lives to live over again, many of us might choose the rough-and-tumble atmosphere of the frontier to live in. Cowboys, Indians, and all that. Others, however, would ask a more civilized existence in science, perhaps, or art, or medicine. As it happens, both ways of life are open to you every Saturday on CBS Radio, as most of these same stations bring you the stories of Gunsmoke and City Hospital. Well, that's like having your cake and eating it, too, for without sacrificing any of the adventure of your own lifetime, you can enjoy the excitement our pioneers knew and shared in the warm human experiences that bring the physician his deepest rewards. Don't wait for that proverbial chance to live your life over again. Join us on CBS Radio every Saturday instead. Here you'll enjoy rousing Western adventure on Gunsmoke and an emotion-charged story on City Hospital. They couldn't be more different from the lives that most of us lead, and they couldn't be more entertaining either.
Yeah, I saw your ad in the paper tonight, Mr. Hogarth. Now tell me, does it have a stand and a motor? Uh-huh. And how many saw blades do you have? Uh-huh. And you make bevel cuts with it? And spline grooves? Uh-huh. And you can do all sorts of rabbiting. Oh, well, that's fine. Yes, that's... Uh-huh. Well, tell me, what are you asking for it? Uh-huh.
Dear, what are you talking about?
Well, I'll tell you what, Mr. Hogarth. I might just drop around and take a look at it. Piper. No, Piper. Yes. That's right. Yes, right here in town. Uh-huh. Okay. Goodbye. Hey, that sounds pretty good.
What sounds good? You have said nothing to me.
Honey, he's got a real power drill, and it can be converted to a saw. Table with it, too. He's got all kinds of other accessories, you know, which, as I understand...
How much, dear?
It's... Second hand.
How much?
Honey, look, you know, this is something I've needed for a long time. Now we'll have a wonderful place to put it in the basement of our new house, in my workshop. You know, a man ought to have a hobby.
I thought your hobby was going to be writing.
Well, I got to build my desk first.
Oh, honey.
Huh?
All I can say is you'd better get going. Build your desk and start writing because we're sure going to need the money to pay for all the things that you needed to start writing.
Honestly, I don't know what you're talking about. Honestly, I love you, but I just don't know what you're talking about sometimes. I'm going over to the hotel.
Betsy! Bedtime! Come on in the house! Betsy! Oh, dear, the days go so fast.
The Couple Next Door is written by Peg Lynch and stars Peg Lynch and Alan Bunce with Sam Raskin and is produced by Walter Hart. This is Stuart Metz inviting you to listen again Monday for The Couple Next Door.